This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The government has formed a high-level multidisciplinary committee for examining the causes leading to the crash of the Air India flight AI-171 from Ahmedabad to London on Thursday. In a social media post, the Ministry of Civil Aviation said that the committee will examine the existing standard operating procedures and guidelines issued to prevent and handle such occurrences. It will also suggest comprehensive guidelines for dealing with such instances in the future. The investigation into the plane crash is underway, and multiple agencies have joined the investigation. At least 254 people, including 241 people on board, died in the incident. Meanwhile, Gujarat Health Minister Rishikesh Patel held a review meeting at the Ahmedabad Civil Hospital today and took stock of the situation. The minister also visited the room where the bodies have been kept and reviewed the operations. The process of DNA matching is underway in the Ahmedabad Civil Hospital. Authorities of Civil Hospital have so far identified 9 victims based on the DNA samples. The Deputy Superintendent of Ahmedabad Civil Hospital, Rajneesh Patel, told the media that the bodies will be handed over to the families today. He informed that around 8 injured people are undergoing treatment in the hospital at present, and the condition of one of them is critical. Earlier in the day, the Minister of State for Home Affairs, Harsh Sanghvi, held a review meeting with the Gujarat Forensic Science Experts team at FSL in Gandhinagar. The minister reviewed the DNA testing process. Talking to the media, the minister said 36 forensic experts in Gujarat are working round the clock to speed up DNA matching. Meanwhile, Congress President and Leader of the Opposition in Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, visited the civil hospital to pay his respects to the victims. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu today informed that the Directorate General of Civil Aviation has given an order for extended surveillance of the 34 Boeing 787 planes which are currently present in the Indian aircraft fleet. He added that out of them, 8 have already been inspected with immediate urgency. Briefing media in New Delhi today, the minister informed that a high-level committee of experts from various sectors is also being formed to look into the investigation of the incident. He said that the Home Secretary will be the chairman of this committee.
We have constituted the committee. We have circulated the order of the high-level committee which is going to investigate this crash. The Home Secretary is going to be the chairman of the committee. Secretary, Ministry of Civil Aviation, additional secretary from MHA, one representative from the state of Gujarat where the incident actually happened, representative from State Disaster Response Authority, Government of Gujarat, Police Commissioner Ahmedabad, DG Inspection and Safety from the Indian Air Force, DG BCAS, which is the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security, DG DGCA, Special Director from IB, and Director from the Directorate of Forensic Sciences Services.
The CRPF 134 Battalion security personnel, Satyavan Kumar Singh, who was severely injured in an IED blast today during a search operation against the Naxalites, succumbed during his medical treatment. According to information, Satyavan Kumar was seriously injured in an IED blast planted by Naxalites during a search operation located in the border area of Jharkhand, Orissa. He was taken to Rourkela, from where he was airlifted to Ranchi in a critical condition, where he was declared dead. Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar has expressed condolences to the martyred soldier. Senior BJP leader and former Union Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad today said the diplomatic outreach initiatives led by 7 parliamentary delegations after Operation Sindoor and Pehelgam terror attack have resonated India's voice across the global platform in a unanimous manner. Talking to the media in Patna, Mr. Prasad said the decision to involve parliamentarians above party line divisions by Prime Minister Modi was in the interest of 140 crore Indians. Mr. Prasad said through this diplomatic outreach initiative of the all-party delegation, India was able to express its concerns of terrorism and its right to defend its own citizens from terrorism at global platforms. And South Africa have clinched their first ICC title in 27 years, beating Australia by 5 wickets to win the World Test Championship Final 2025 at Lord's Cricket Ground in London. Aidan Markram slammed a century and captain Themba Bavuma fought through injury to score a 50. And that is the end of this news bulletin.